Weeks ago, the oil giant had pledged $500 million to fund research on the impacts of the Gulf disaster. But Nelson says what they're now promising is kind of a disappointment.
BP had stepped forward and said they were going to offer a $500 million trust fund for research. And Florida made application for 100 of the $500 million. Subsequently, today, BP has responded and saying, we will give Florida $10 million block grant for research in our 20 university consortium. The remainder of the $500 million they're going to have competed for by different research institutions.
Dr. William Hogarth, Dean of University of South Florida's College of Marine Sciences, said the $10 million will help, but that having institutions from across the globe compete to research what's in USF's backyard seems to defy logic.
$10 million will get us started, but what I understand, what I got the call today from the chief scientist for BP is that's probably what they look at is maybe 7 months while they put the long-term process in place. My concern is what happens after 7 months. You could have University of Japan, where this is up, leading one of the host institutions. They could decide what they want to do. We may not be involved at all. So I am very concerned that Florida has to be in control of what Florida does in Florida's water to answer the question. We're the one that got a $6 to $9 billion recreational and commercial fishery. We're the ones that got the tourism. We're the ones that know this water in the Gulf of Mexico.
Senator Nelson also criticized BP for all that has gone wrong with the disaster response.
They forget to let the state of Florida know that the Orange Moose is coming in Perdido Pass into Florida waters, that our fishermen can't get paid in a timely fashion, and they have to call their senator to get BP to cut the check, that I get three answers within the span of an hour and a half when I ask a simple question, how many boats do you have out there today that are trying to keep the oil off the coast?
Nelson said that the problem lies in the effort's command structure.
When I went to the Mobile headquarters a couple of weeks ago, I said, what's your command structure here? They said, the Coast Guard is 51% in control and the rest BP. Then somebody said, no, the Coast Guard's really 55%. Well, you simply can't have a major operation of handling a tragedy like this unless you have a military command and control structure that some one person is in charge. You can't have this bifurcated kind of leadership system, otherwise you get what we have now.
He added that he and other senators have also written to BP asking the company to create a $20 billion trust fund to help cover the claims of those impacted by the disaster. These include the seafood industry, small businesses, and municipalities. From downtown St. Pete, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.